Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A Republican state lawmaker from Cottage Grove is running for Minnesota Senate next year. Representative Tom Dipple is seeking the GOP nomination in Senate District 41. Dipple lost to DFL Senator Judy Seeberger of Afton by 321 votes in the 2022 election. He says in a statement that Seeberger was the deciding vote when the legislature spent an $18 billion surplus and increased the size of government by 40%. Minnesota's new State Emergency Operations Center is officially ready to go in Blaine. The building is the main communication center during emergency. The SEOC can withstand winds of 160 miles per hour. It has backup generators to keep power on for 72 hours during a power outage, and Administration Commissioner Tamar Granville says it's energy efficient to keep costs down.
Solar panels positioned in an open field for optimal sunlight exposure contribute to the SEOC's self-sufficiency, reducing reliance on traditional power sources and lowering long-term energy costs.
House Republican leaders are applauding a judge's ruling in a case that challenged a 2023 law that sought to strip faith-based universities from participating in the state's post-secondary enrollment options program. The University of Northwestern and Crown College requires students to sign a statement of faith in order to take part in the program, which allows high school students to earn college credits. The Department of Education had tried to ban the faith statement, and the Democratic-led legislature passed the law in 2023. In the latest ruling, the judge called it an unconstitutional violation of religious freedom. Minnesotans should start thinking about how to begin the new school year with good nutrition. Pediatric clinical nutritionist Camilla Martin says
90% of children don't meet the recommendations for vegetable intake, and 75% don't meet the guidelines for fruit intake. We also know that more than 90% of children consume more than the recommended amount of solid fats, added sugars, and sodium.
Martin says the start of a new school year is a great time to make changes and set new routines. Week 2 of the Minnesota State Fair begins today in Falcon Heights. Just under 199,000 people came to the Great Minnesota Get-Together on Saturday. The Sunday attendance figures will be released this afternoon. Cooler temps are expected again, with a high in the upper 60s or low 70s. This is Senior Day, and at gate admission for fairgoers ages 65 and older, it's $15. The Happy Together tour featuring the Turtles is tonight's grandstand concert. Classes kicked off today at Minnesota State Moorhead, and the university says it set a new record for first-year enrollment. There are 774 first-time domestic students this year. That's up just over 31% from last year, when first-time enrollment was 590. It's a third consecutive semester of new student enrollment increases. Former University of Minnesota defenseman Nate Schmidt is showing off the Stanley Cup today in St. Cloud. Schmidt won the 2025 NHL Finals with the Florida Panthers. The 34-year-old St. Cloud native signed a three-year contract with the Utah Mammoth last month. This is MNN.